after some fine performances this year...
Some really good inningses.
JB and Billy have declared...
I'm finished and now I'm in the ground and I'm absolutely cooked.
So now we revisit the highlights.
Afternoon radio gets no better.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour.
I feel good!
Phil, we're going to the family soon to find out who they've been named after.
That's right. And we tap to Country's Rosie with some social media feedback.
That'll all be about me, Fat, and it'll all be positive. Oh, but next, we chat to an amazing man named Ned Brockman, 2Ds, who ran nearly 4,000 Ks from Cottesloe to Bondi.
Two N's.
This is the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. If you're missing JB and Billy, download the Lister app to hear them anywhere, anytime.
I feel good!
It is extraordinary what this young man's done. 23 years of age, he's run from Cottesloe Beach in Western Australia to Coogee in Sydney. That is as far as you can run in this country from one point to another.
47 days, 3,952 Ks on foot, Jim.
And
raised $1.5 million for charity. He's on the line, Ned Brockman. Welcome to the Rush Hour and good on you, mate.
Thank you, fellas. I got two things for you. I ran to Bondi and I've raised 1.75. So, two little
facts. What the hell am I getting here?
Bondi. Now,
that's bloody good effort, mate. Now, did
you? Thank you, boys. Appreciate it.
At what time did you think to yourself, "This is the stupidest idea I've ever come up with"?
I think about day 15 when I had maggots growing, running around in my toes. So, not the stupidest decision of my life. It's probably the greatest decision of my life getting it done. And yeah, I'm finally here being able to speak to guys like you. It's incredible.
How do you have maggots?
Long story short, toenail came off. There's a lot of flies in the outback of Australia and obviously one settled in. And 4 days later, I had a few things crawling around. So,
you know what the worst thing? I'm a bit chubby. Chafe would have got me, I reckon, about day two, mate. How'd you go with that?
Well, after about day 10, I reckon I lost about 8 kilos, so there's no worry about my thighs touching anymore, but a bit of body glide, no worries.
But you are an extraordinary runner anyway. Mm. You ran 50 marathons in 50 days a few years back for Red Cross, so it's obviously something you're bloody good at.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, that was the first year I kind of started running, and the back end of start of 2020, I actually took up running to lose weight, and then the back end of 2020, I ran the 50 marathons in 50 days. It was obviously a bit of a giant leap in terms of kilometres. But, yeah, I just loved the idea of thrashing myself and seeing what the body was capable of. And, yeah, fast forward to now and we've just crossed the country in 46 days.
Just keep showing up. I love that. But you got to be mentally tough because there's obviously some days, you know, when you're 20 days in, as you said, you wake up and you said, nah, I'm done. This is just too hard. How do you do it?
You just quit tomorrow. The next day you say, I'll quit tomorrow.
Yep.
And you just get through. So each day I never thought of the immense amount of kilometers. It was always just, okay, get 100K done today, mate. Get 100K. How are you going to do that? You're going to do that in 20K blocks. How are you going to do that? You're going to do it in 5K blocks. So every time, you know, I got in my head, I just went, no, just do today. And then every 5 days is another milestone. And then all of a sudden we're hitting the borders and then we're hitting halfway and then we're hitting the next border. And yeah, it's small goals until, you know, you're finally almost there. And then we finally got to Bondi yesterday.
What was the worst bit? Like as in topography? We're talking the Nullarbor, which I have driven across and it is flat and boring. There's nothing there.
Temperature.
What was the worst stretch?
It's hard to pinpoint one because there was quite a few like really bad times. When I was severely injured, that was really hard. I had severe tendonitis in my shin, which I had to go and get an injection for, which I had to drive a 28-hour round trip throughout. So, yeah, I've had 2 days off and a few smaller days. So to get 46 days was pretty hectic. But I think, the Nullarbor was pretty crazy because of the headwinds. I had 50K headwinds and there's just no trees. So I was running a foot behind the camper van just to get out of the headwinds. But even then it was like running into a brick wall. So.
Mm. And what about the other traffic on the road? Because obviously the Nullarbor, there's a heap of road trains and stuff. So how did you go with that?
Absolutely. Yeah, it was terrible because obviously a lot of these South Australian roads, they don't have shoulders and there's the camber on the road is just terrible. You can't run on it. So I'm running up against a truck that's obviously clearly doesn't want me there. And some of them are 50 metres long. And in a headwind, if it's coming towards you, it dead set sucks you into the truck. So you got to stay well away. And sometimes I'm just bracing, putting my hands over my head and just trying to survive. But I was about 70 kilos at the end of it. So they were almost taking me halfway back to Perth.
What'd you start at?
I was 82 when I started, and I'm now 71.
There's something for old fat. Oh, I know.
If you have a run for another 50 days, it'll be 50 kilos, I reckon.
Yeah, that's what I should do. Tell us about the 90-mile straight.
Yeah, it was done in a day and a half. I was pretty happy with that.
And it is straight?
Yeah, it's pretty straight and flat and not much out there.
Look at it.
But yeah, it was pretty good. Over in a blur, just like the whole run, to be honest. I started 45 days ago. I blinked and I'm here.
I can't. Have you ever driven the...
No, Nullarbor. No.
So, Ned, I don't know whether you're able to stop and see this, but there's one bit I remember where the bite is actually only about 100 metres from the road, and if you fell asleep at the wheel, you'd literally drive straight over the edge. It's like right there.
Yeah, it was. It's stunning. That was one of the big milestone for me, just to be able to see the water. Like, you know, you've gone through this crazy vast country and then you've hit this water and it was just holy crap, and all of a sudden we're in South Australia, but absolutely beautiful. And yeah, I'm very keen to reflect. You know, we're only 12 hours or however long from finishing, so I'm very keen to reflect and be able to look back on all this and be excited.
All right, I want you to hang on because we need to talk about the entourage, Bill. Ooh. There would have been lots of assistance on the way through
and his diet.
All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Which has been voted the worst radio in the whole of 2022.
Fair enough. We're joined by an absolute legend and local hero, Ned Brockman.
Brocky, he's a tradie from Forbes, Jim, which is just unbelievable. He said, I'm going to do this, ran from Perth to Sydney.
It's unbelievable.
And finished about yesterday. But your diet, please. I saw party pies, I saw scones and jam and cream. What else was the diet?
Mate, each day was pretty regular. So I'd have two bacon and egg rolls in the morning. I'd have oats at 3:30 to 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And I'd have two bacon and egg rolls. And then the next break was an apple turnover and a ham and cheese croissant.
Oh, nice.
And then the next one was an apple turnover and a ham and cheese croissant, and probably an ice cream.
Yeah.
And then at 80K was just a heap of pancakes with a lot of butter and maple syrup. And then as soon as I'd finish, it'd be a chocolate milk and then a snitty chips and veg for dinner. So
I was burning
9,500 to 10,000 calories a day. So you can't even put that back in, and hence why I lost the 11 kilos. But it's going to be good to eat and not have to run and burn energy.
That is brilliant. We've got audio of the finish line here, mate. I don't know if you've heard this, but if you have, you can hear it again. It's amazing.
North Bondi,
people everywhere, including our own Hamish Blake.
Oh, I saw that. He jumped on.
Jesus, celebrity admirer from the top shelf, Ned.
The great man. Yeah, no, it was, by the time I got halfway through that tunnel, it got to a level of noise where it doesn't get any louder. And it was piercing. I had to block the ears and, it was incredible.
And you let out a huge scream there just before the line, didn't you? Just, it's done, it's over. Was that?
Yeah, I think I let out a scream probably three times a day minimum. So it was just another addition to the final piece. But yeah, it was a very elation. You know, it was just really good to feel.
And you did a shoey.
Yeah, that was forced. It flew. I just went, whatever, you know, let's get it done.
I like that. Yep.
Hey, now the team. Oh, how many were with you the whole way through?
Yeah, so I had my mum and dad, my girlfriend, and a photographer and a videographer the whole time, and good mates. And yeah, just had a few in and out ring-ins, but yeah, they were solid the whole time, just without fail, solid as a rock, just incredible. Without them, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
So our idiot mate Shane Crawford, who we love, years ago on the footy show, which we all used to do, I think ran from Melbourne to Adelaide. Adelaide to Melbourne. And a whole lot of people joined him along the way. And ran like legs with him. Did you have that happening?
I had a lot of people wanting to do that, but for me, running 100K a day alone is just, you know, it's the biggest head game. So to have people that I don't know run with me and have to start conversation, it was just going to be a nightmare.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, it's not something that I wanted to do. So I called it early and said, no, running with me.
Fair enough. Did you have a masseuse?
Yes, I had a physio. That was another bloke. He was with us the whole time.
Have to.
Incredible. Just... the way he treated me, not even just the way he talked to me, saying, you'll be all right, even though I had severe injuries that would have sidelined most people. He's like, yeah, you're all good, mate. Just strap her up and on, get on with it.
So, Ned, the one thing as you're running this far, 3,952 Ks, is there one thing when you got it finished that you had to do? Mm. And that was your driving thing that when I get to the line, I'm going to do X?
Not really, to be honest. I don't know. It's just been the most, it's a surreal. The fact I'm even talking to you guys now is just mind blowing. Like honestly, felt like a week ago I started it and we're here now. And yeah, as I said, I'm just keen to reflect and then I'll probably answer that question. But for right now, I'm just keen to just submerge myself in it.
Maybe a haircut?
Nah, I reckon we'll re-bleach. What do you reckon?
Oh, yeah, the blonde mullet.
I don't want to look like you, mate.
Well, no, that's very well said.
Well said.
Where are you going now? Is it from California to New York? Or what are you biting off?
Go back
I'm
to
not
Forbes.
Telling you blokes, but we'll work something out.
What about going back to Forbes? You'll be treated like a hero there.
Yeah, I might run Sydney to Forbes, but I'll keep it on the down low this time.
Yeah, no, I don't reckon you will.
And PMA, your great sponsors, looked right. Yep. How many pairs of shoes did you go through?
I went through quite a few, to be honest, because every, like, as I said, the camber, my left side of my shoe was just burning out every 300, 400 Ks. So, you know, do the math, 10, 12 pairs.
Yes, that's about 10 pairs, I reckon. That's the math there. Hey, good on you, mate. This is fantastic.
Now, you can still donate, by the way.
Oh, to the charity. Yeah, tell us about your charity, yes.
Yeah. So, Mobilize, the goal was to raise $1 million for the homeless. And, we've raised 1.75, which is just mind-blowing. So many people got behind it. Over 10,000 donors. So it wasn't any big ones. It was all just 20s, 50s, 100s. And yeah, it's just been mind-blowing to see. And the difference that will make in a lot of people's lives is just monumental.
So nedsrecordrun.com. Get on and you can still donate.
Yeah, 2 Ds.
How good?
2 Ds, Ned.
Every now and then, double D.
Double D, double N, mate. Doubles.
Yeah. What's going on there?
I don't know. Dad went with it. I'm not complaining. It's pretty unique.
No, well, mate, you can do whatever you want, Nettles.
It's your bloody oath. You can now. Australian of the year you're about to be.
Yeah.
Well, at a time in all of our lives, Bill, where resilience is hard to come by in a lot of young people.
With young people, exactly.
For this young man to achieve this is quite simply extraordinary. Mm. Well done. Every single accolade that's coming your way, Ned, you have deserved. And you've raised an incredible amount of money for a really good cause.
Thanks, fellas. I appreciate it so much.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I need a break. I need a rest. Just mentally fatigued, Jim.
Oh, my God.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole Rosie Walton.
Jim, we've got the King coming in and we've got the Queen now.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Nice dress the other night.
No,
how'd the Brownlow go?
I've never had a very enjoyable time.
You don't wear a dress a lot, but you're frocked up.
Wearing a skirt today.
You're wearing a skirt today.
You're all frocked up. You look good,
what
Hose.
You do
well
when you
done.
Go out.
Yeah, good. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, see, what happens is I put in minimum effort for most of the time, and then when you put in maximum effort, people go, what?
Wow. You look amazing. Yeah.
Tom Brown's double take. It doesn't take a lot. It's confusing.
That was just in the office.
Yeah.
We had Sam Pang in yesterday for a chat. He even hung around for the joke, which was to the bemusement of his colleagues down
at another station.
dial. Somebody called Wild Wild Wilbur on our Instagram wrote in response, "All I hear now with Plastic Bertrand is Sam Pang Boumois."
Yes.
So whenever, hear it today, just listen
for that.
Now, a few people have alerted us, James, to a photo that you put up on Instagram.
Which one?
From the Brownlow.
Ah, yes.
Of Lisa looking absolutely stunning.
Yep.
And him with that stupid look that he always does.
No,
there's a reflection
which
where
I didn't
you
know.
Can see you taking the photo. It's in the reflective surface of the lifts. And Benjamin Riley has written linguine legs.
Mm. Another person very
didn't you have anything on?
Not charitable.
No, he's in his kit. In his suit.
Another person said, only you could find a way to take a photo of someone else, but at the same time be taking a photo of yourself, which I didn't mean to be doing.
Okay, fair enough. Now, Saturday, Rub, we need to go through a couple of things.
Yes, please.
Michael Malloy on Facebook has alerted us to some statistics from Cricket Victoria, which I went into today because you did a special investigation.
On how bad a cricketer Bill was.
For Essendon.
Who was that? John Shannon.
We had a very long interview on the Saturday, Rub, if you want to go to the podcast on the listener app. Too long. Couldn't even do the quiz.
Yes.
But John talked a little bit about stuff. Now, the stats say you play between the season 1985 to 86.
Yes.
5 matches, 6 innings, 2 not outs, 32 runs.
Oh, no. Oh, see, 32.
Highest score,
32.
11.
I was down the bottom.
Average of 8.
Average of 8.
I was down the bottom of the order. I was 16.
Bill, you were rubbish.
Don't know,
that's what you were.
Don't know how many times you bowled, but there was 12 runs made against you.
Did I take a win?
No wickets.
With me
and an average of 8 with the bat.
More importantly is that in the player profile, it tells you with a little squiggle whether you played for Victoria or not. Yeah, you claimed that you were 12th man for Victoria once.
Oh, which
no
I was.
Squiggle.
No squiggle.
Junction
Bill.
Oval.
No, you went and fielded for an injured player for about half an hour. And Bill.
Ring up Ray Bright.
Bill, 8 average and no wickets.
Jim.
So you weren't an all-rounder because the one or the other had to be better than
Jim,
that.
Jim, I was 14.
Oh, four. So he's gone from 17 down to 14.
I was 14, Jim. I just out of nappies and I was playing for Essendon once.
Oh, my God.
No, you nappies at 14. Wow.
Yeah, that was seconds.
Ring up Merv Hughes.
That was seconds.
No, that's...
Yeah, ring up Merv, JB. Yeah.
Ring up Merv.
I'll ring up
Merv. He was bowling.
Can I ring anyone else? Everyone I ring tells me the same
Danny
thing.
Danny Buckingham.
You
from,
were rubbish.
Me. I'll give
What's
you...
What's your language?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I went to pick it up, and as I was driving home, I heard the bags rustling and moving.
Moving.
Hey, Jim, I've got a question for you and the Rush Hour family.
Yes.
Who have you been named after? Unusual.
Oh.
133 because...
Just going early.
Well,
straight
if we take
question.
Our minds back to the Commonwealth Games, Jim, a couple of Indian cyclists who were very good in their own right, very good cyclists over there in India.
Yes.
Guess what their names were?
What?
Ronaldo and David Beckham.
Wow.
Ronaldo, David Beckham, they were Indians. They were named after those two superstars.
Yes.
So I liked that. I kept that. I thought that'd be a good phoner one day. Parents were forced to change their name of their 6-year-old daughter. Guess what her name was?
What?
Alexa. And that's when Amazon's Alexa devices came out.
Right.
So at school, all these little kids are going, "What's the time, Alexa?"
Oh, right.
And
making fun of it,
bullying, a bit of bullying goes on, Jim. So they had to change her name because they didn't like Alexa. Well, they're already ringing old for Anthony Williams, the topic here, Jim.
Oh,
and you have
one. Because you asked the question first.
Well, that's very good. Get some going.
No, we had at Kyneton,
it was.
A lady come up and be a part of the quiz.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Janol.
Janol. That was half her dad and half her mum.
Half of Jenny and half of Noel.
Yeah. Well,
Janol.
Probably all of
all
Noel.
All of Noel. Yeah. Janol.
I don't think, maybe all the...
All of Noel.
But her name was Janol. And then we found out someone else come up, and there was two Janols in Kyneton.
You can't believe that, can you?
Wits went with that, I'm not sure about that. But Janol, so...
I think she'd know, she lives there.
133353, who have you been named after? Oh, sorry, 133353. Heads! Who have you been named after? Unusual.
All right.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Good
this
joke.
This is one of the great shows ever put together.
Triple M.
Now, Bill.
Yes?
Rob's in Yarrawonga.
Well,
hello, Rob.
We're asking who have you been named after, Jim? Sorry, after Ronaldo and David Beckham were riding for India at the Commonwealth Games.
Right.
Just set it up. You've got to do that again.
Do you? Okay, well, you do it.
Hello, Rob. Just did it. Yarrawonga.
G'day, boys. JB, you'll love this one.
Yes.
I went to India to watch Tendulkar's last test match, so I came home and... Name my son, Noah Sachin Clark.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah,
good. After the little master.
That's it.
Did he make any in that game?
40 or 50 odd against the West Indies, the worst bowling attack in the world.
He didn't miss out very often.
No.
Especially over there.
And how small? He's only tiny, wasn't he?
That was like a foot wide.
Yeah.
Never looked like missing it.
No.
Stay on the line there, Rob.
That.
Danyon.
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 How's it going, guys?
Where's that named after?
So I'm named after an Olympic swimmer from New Zealand. His name's Danyon Loader.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Remember him.
Yeah, so my mum was watching the 96 Olympics and really liked the name.
Yep.
And then I found out a few years later when I Googled him that we actually have the same middle name as well.
Oh.
And we're born on the exact same day.
No way. What's the middle name?
Yeah. Joseph.
Danyon Joseph.
Righto. New Zealand.
Yeah.
Righto. He was a bloody good swimmer, Danyon Loader.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
He was.
I've never heard of Danyon.
Well, you would remember. I reckon the great Comet used to commentate.
I don't reckon New Zealand have had any good swimmers.
Well, you get to Tabitha in Cranbourne.
Tabitha.
Hello.
How are you? Who are you named after, Tabitha?
I'm named after the show Bewitched.
Of course.
Can you twinkle your nose?
No, I can't.
Oh, try and do it now. No, give her a chance to do it, Jim.
Well, how's that going to make noise that we can hear?
If I said yes, would you believe me?
Yeah, of course. That's good. I love Bewitched. Yeah, used to watch Bewitched.
Bill, Danyon Loader, gold medalist in Atlanta in the 200-metre freestyle and the 400-metre freestyle.
Oh,
gold medalist.
Fanningham.
Yep.
I take that back.
Yeah, no, he was a star. Let's get to Jamie in Traralgon. Hello, Jim.
Boys, how are you?
Good. Who are you named after?
Not me, but I named my daughter Lara Courtney after Brian Lara and Courtney Walsh.
Oh.
Big fan of winning in the '80s.
That's funny.
Oh, that is good, isn't it?
Well, you know that Brian Lara's daughter's named Sydney.
Yes. Mm. After?
Of the big double century he made at the SCG. And Clive Lloyd used to get up on stage and say, good thing he didn't make that double century in law.
Oh. Yes.
Jim, that's amazing. So you love your cricket, obviously.
Yeah, I do. I actually had the honour of telling him about it too in a charity match at Wollongong that you actually played in.
Oh, oh that... I remember that actually. Mm. Oh,
you know, I went to the after party and got to talk to him and told him about it. So,
Jamie, the sentence Wollongong and me playing is a very loose sentence. I reckon I was out in the field for about 20 minutes.
You couldn't remember. You don't remember anything. No.
You didn't do much.
Less than that.
He did that when
did
he played.
Absolutely nothing.
When he played
Trapper's in Hobart. Trap.
Yes. How you going, Jim and Bill?
G'day, Trapper.
What do you got for us?
Well, my name is Trapper, so I'm named after the doctor off MASH, Trapper John MD.
Wow. But is that your real name?
Yes.
Not a nickname?
No.
Never heard anyone called Trapper before.
Well, you have now.
Trapper. From MASH. Stay on the line, Macca in Sunbury. Hello, Macca.
Hey, Jim, hey, Reverse Turtle. How are you guys?
Reverse what?
Reverse Turtle. That's what you are, Bill. You've got an innie. Yes, Mac. What have you got for us?
Yeah, he's got the shell on the front. But anyway, I'm named after the best plastic burger maker in the world. My old man's name is called Ronald McDonald, and I'm Darren Ronald McDonald.
Wow.
Darren.
Ronald McDonald.
Darren McDonald. And that's like Donald.
Donald. Yeah, exactly.
Tim AC, but mate, I've got red hair, freckles, white legs. You reckon what are you topping it with?
big red boots. Macca.
Love that.
You're always going to get Macca.
Stay there, Macca. Johnny's in Langwarrin.
He is. Hello, John.
Greetings, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, thanks. Who were you named after?
Well, it's not actually me. It's our daughter's boyfriend. His parents named him Halen after the band Van Halen.
Oh, yeah, good.
It was Halen. Quite a funny way of introducing himself. And I said, didn't your parents like you? They named you Halen after Van Halen.
Wow.
All right, cool.
How'd that go down? Johnny?
Oh, he laughed. Yeah. It was a good joke.
Yep.
But he'd realised at the time when he told us.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, not bad. Topics.
No, again, Topics has done well.
Not bad is what I said.
I heard you say well done, Fat. You did well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I've had a haircut. I'm looking good.
You're not. This photo of Fat on the beach in Fiji.
I don't think he's in Fiji. He looks like Port Melbourne.
It does look like Port Melbourne. Well said. So he took that before he went.
Yeah. It's not blue waters with, you know, fish everywhere,
it's
is it?
Weird.
And
anyway.
VB lolly bags.
Yes.
And his tiny little Pretz parked out the front, which we all know from
Munich.
Exactly. Yeah. What's the reaction been from the magnificent family
members?
So
as Rab said before the ad break, you can see it on our Instagram at Triple M Rush Hour in the stories section. So go to the top and look for our little logo. We'll find us and then go to the left-hand side up the top.
Beware, if you dare. It comes with a warning.
We have put a warning on it. So there's a trigger warning. Good. So there's two posts. There's one where it's blurred out. Yeah. Stop there if you don't want to see the horrendousness that is Bill.
It's the way he's posed as if you'd think, you know, I have got the greatest body that ever lived.
He's proud.
That's the thing.
Yeah. He's proud.
He's launched his own lose weight shakes and been a member of a fat club for a month and a half.
Has he?
What about the roof over the bloody shed?
That's just shocking.
What is that hose?
No. But the family have outdone themselves today with the comments. Harrison Willett. Since when has the albino whale had two legs? Hashtag bins Fiji style. Hashtag fat still a cocksmack. Hashtag he's eaten Joey.
That's it. He's exactly what he's done.
He could have eaten Joey.
Blake Hatchard says, is Fat's ass hungry? Bloody looks like it. And the board of directors still behind us. So I'm just reading out.
Yeah, they've gone now.
Harley Hemming wrote, this is what peak male performance looks like. It does.
Yes.
Yeah. Aaron Bailey, come on, Fat. Hashtag fat skips leg day.
Oh, no.
He skips every day.
Every single
Everything.
Day.
It's not just legs.
But he also calls John O'Brown Lego Head. What about that for a Lego Head?
Oh, it is. It's very boxy.
It's box.
Yes.
With his stupid Geelong hat on.
Yes. Yeah. Bernie Vinny. More solid than I thought.
Oh.
I don't know where.
Yeah, no.
Maybe his
I can't
head.
See any solid.
No.
Matt Henderson, I've just thrown up my smoko. Yes. Apologies, hope you get a better sausage roll tomorrow.
Yes.
Jack Kilrain, I think Bill's done some Photoshop work to his guts. Something doesn't look right. Mm-hmm. It is a bit squared off.
I actually suspected something as well. I reckon there's been a little bit of filtering.
Well, as well as that, the as Sam Newman used to call
it's
it,
a bit close.
The entry like to Burnley Tunnel is off centre.
It's not
the centre of his guts. His belly button's off centre.
Look at that zoomed in.
Oh, no.
All right.
It's not right. I'm telling you.
More messages from the family. Con Persinos. Yes. White LED warning beacon for ships. Is how he's described. Kai Austin. Yes. Is it weird that I thought he'd look worse?
I've got to be honest with you. That was what I thought when I first saw it. Yeah.
Kyle McCarty's a bit sus because he doesn't think that it looks cold there yet.
Yeah.
It must be cold there because
the
shrivel.
There's no
something's
size
missing.
About him. No. Yeah.
Is that confirmed? Is it?
Well, we know from Munich, the lady who did the pixelating said she's never had to use less pixels. She did. When he came
one
bouncing
pixel.
Out of a van.
That is one of the saddest things we said about you, that you didn't need many pixels.
Just a pixel.
Dinesh Amin said, Beach Brownless, small lolly bag for fat, didn't need a triple XL gas man in them.
That is true. That is true.
Pomeroy says, called Captain Ahab, I found his white whale, hashtag Nuffy. Jimmy Sands wrote, Fiji Brownless, more like fig jam brownless.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Potter wrote, old linguine legs brownless needs the Chief's double sizzle. Now, on the Rush Hour recently, we found out that Chief used to go and get spray tans or solarium sessions,
solarium
but he'd
sessions.
Ask for the double sizzle.
Yep.
So I'd have like a twice as much in one sitting to get brown.
Down the peninsula.
Really?
It was down the peninsula of the Chief.
The Chief thought that'd help.
He did, and he demanded it be a double sizzle.
And without anything on.
No, he used to be nude.
So it was on his bits and pieces. Yes.
Nude on the bed.
Yep.
Yep.
This is the most disturbing message of all, though, to our Instagram stories. From Victoria Bitter, as in VB,
as in
the joint.
The actual people.
Whose logo is on his lolly bags. Yep. Hey, team, are you guys happy for us to reshare this shot on our story? And I wrote back, really?
Yeah.
No, and I actually on second thoughts, no.
You need to check it out. How do people see it, please, Bartholomew?
A Triple M Rush Hour, as Rosie said, up on the story. So just click on
that
little circle profile image.
It's
not good at all.
No.
Don't ever zoom in on that again.
Not many things
James.
That can put us off a VB, and that's coming close to
it. How can you have an off-centre belly button?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, I'm going to move on.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Out as Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I was awarded a life membership at our local football club last weekend.
I have listened to every single Rush Hour in 2022.
And the jokes, you love them?
Yeah.
You're unbelievable. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
All right, so Brag Artist time, Fat, and I'm Brucey Laird walking out to face Andy Roberts because I was going to get some cash from Coventry Street yesterday.
Coventry or Clarendon?
Clarendon, yeah. So I'm walking down past Coles there to the ATM, and this bloke comes past me the other way, and he's making a lot of noise about Jimmy Brayshaw and all the rest of it, and he comes up, he's got the big grip for the high five and all the rest of it, and he uttered a whole lot of stuff, Bill, that I really didn't get my ears around.
Oh.
So, but he was being really friendly, you know, so I said, good on you, mate, great meeting you too, have a great day, see you later, mate, and kept walking to the ATM.
Good boy, well done.
This older lady than me was walking in front of me,
and
as I'm sort of coming up to go past her to go to the ATM, she said, geez, you took that well.
Oh.
I said, I don't even know what he said. She said, he said, you're his second favourite commentator behind Anthony Hudson.
Oh, and you didn't understand it. You didn't hear it.
I did not understand a word he said.
And you're high-fiving him, Jim.
Oh, I'm going good on you, mate. Well, thanks for that. See you later, all the rest of it. So my brag artist is that according to a bloke on Clarendon Street, I'm his second favourite.
You're so unbelievable.
Well, I got a brag artist.
Yes.
It's for the girls here at Triple M. And I've just noticed it today, Jim, only 3 minutes ago.
Right,
but they're walking around with a drinks trolley.
Hello?
In the office. And they're offering drinks to anyone in the office. Of course, we can't have a drink because we're on air.
And I'm in
You're unbelievable.
But I think that's a good initiative, team building, all that. So they're walking around giving everyone a little drink.
What, are you parting with
anyone? No. All free of charge. Fock. Fock, Jim.
Oh.
Free of charge. Fock.
I wouldn't be going with that anymore, Bill. I'd leave that just free of charge.
I think that's nice. Well done, Triple M and the bosses. I like that, Jim.
133353, ring us now with your Friday brag artist.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I am seriously going to pick up this screen and land it on your fat head.
Right now, it's Friday brag artist.
Yes, 133353 there, Jimmy boy at the MCG. Mm-hmm. And I think we got Steph in there. G'day, Steph.
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Good. Your brag artist, please.
Well, it is the end of season soccer trip for the lads and I.
Ooh.
And I thought I need to get out of here early. So I punched away all day at work. Very short lunch break. Not like yours, Bill. Mine was very short.
Yes, good.
And then got out of there. The boss comes around and goes, all right, off you go, 3:30. See you later.
Ooh.
You're so unbelievable.
And good.
You're on your way to where, Steph?
We're going up to Sorrento.
Ooh, good.
Nice down there.
What's that
Sorrento
big joint?
Hotel.
Yeah.
Sorrento
or
Hotel.
The Conti.
And the Conti.
The Conti. So go and eat at the Conti and then you go to the Sorrento Hotel. You'll have a great weekend, Steph.
Thank you very much, boys. Will do.
Behave yourself.
Good down there, Bill.
Oh, very,
very nice down there. Jeff's in East Warburton.
He is. Jeffrey.
Hello, Jeff.
How you going, guys? Jim, Bill. Brag, 33 years since our last premiership. So on last Sunday, we broke the drought. So since 89, we haven't won a premiership since 89 for the Powtown Footy Club.
Powtown,
is it?
Yep, that's correct.
33 years, a long, long time.
Do you want to celebrate it, Jeffrey?
I certainly did, Jim. Some took the whole week off, some had to go back to work. But Wednesday night, they got kicked out of a pub.
Got kicked out of a pub on Wednesday night.
How good.
Hey, well done. That is good. 33 years, long, long time. Shane in Mornington. Hello, Shane.
Hey, lads. How are you?
Good. Shane. Bragging about?
So, last night, took the six-year-old daughter to a daddy-daughter movie night that was run by the primary school.
Yeah.
10 minutes in, she fell asleep.
Oh, no.
And watched the whole thing.
A bit on your own.
What was it?
The movie was Bad Guys.
Oh.
You're so unbelievable.
Bill, that's a bad result.
Why?
You're only going there to please your daughter and watch the film she wants to watch.
I think it's good.
She fell asleep. You got to sit there and go through it all.
What's Bad Guys like, Shane?
It wasn't too bad, actually, for a kid's movie. It's about stealing gold and... from a bank, actually, believe it or not.
Right. Good work.
Oh, yeah, I like stay that. Stay there.
Yep. Mickey in Parkdale. G'day, Mick.
G'day, boys. How are we?
What do you got for us, Mickey boy?
I've delivered my 75th mental health first aid training session today. So, you know, it's a course designed to have the conversations with people that we might notice those important signs in. And I think with Are You OK Day yesterday, it's important to remind everyone that Are You OK Day is every day. So, yeah, it's something I'm pretty proud of.
You're so unbelievable.
You should be.
Yeah.
Should be.
75th mental health training session. What would be the main bit of it, just so you could tell everyone on the radio right now, Mick?
The most important part is, you know, having the mental health first aid action plan and having the guide and structure of the things that we know how to have those conversations with people, whether it be work colleagues, family, friends, sporting teammates, just noticing those signs and, you know, not being afraid or ashamed to have those conversations with the people we care about.
Yep. Spot on.
Well done, Mick.
Yeah, well
great work you're doing.
Good on
Thanks
you.
For that. Stay there. Stevie's in Yarra Junction. Hello, Stevie.
Stevie.
Jing, Bill, how we doing?
Yes, Jingy's there at the MCG. What do you got for us, Stephen?
Just recently I received my 10-year service medal for the CFA.
You're unbelievable.
Again, very important work, Bill.
Exactly. Are you in the CFA or you?
I am, yeah, with Yarra Junction.
Good on you.
Well, you'd think he would be, Bill, if he's had 10 his 10-year.
It could be
medal.
A volunteer or something.
Yes, volunteer
still,
up there.
Probably is, Bill.
Still the CFA.
Still CFA and been in there for 10 years.
All right. Well done, Stephen.
Anyway, stay there, Steve.
Good on you, Steve.
Ned joins us. Hello, Ned.
From Greta.
Yeah, g'day. Jim, Bill, how you going?
How's Greta?
Yeah, not too bad. Pretty wet, mate. Had a fair bit of rain last night. And I'll just say this before I get to the bullshit bragger thinger.
Get your finger on the button.
Many years ago, me and my dad used to go and break in horses at a place called Gerildery for Phil Sweeney. And Fat had a big reputation there of kicking the football over the silo. Yes. Now, whether that's bullshit or not, I don't know.
But, I suspect it is, Nick.
No, it's true.
So do I, Jim. But in 1977, Lizzie and Phil were in the Adelaide Hills at a place called Kersbrook.
Yes.
And and Lizzie was a big fan of the horses. And they had quarter horse sprint races, and a horse called Jet Master won the sprint race. My dad was big mates with the trainer.
Yeah.
Lizzie presented the rosette around the horse's neck. I was sitting on the horse. That's my claim to fame.
Oh, with the queen.
With the queenie. And there was actually a photo of that.
When you were seven.
When I was seven, yes.
Wow. Well, Ken Sweeney's a very good trainer still, and that's who you would have broke the horses in for. He is a great
thrill. I did indeed, Billy. Great. Yes, and you had a massive reputation there at the Colony pub, mate.
Yes,
big
I did.
Big reputation.
Great pub there.
The reputation exceeding what he was actually able to deliver.
I kicked 100 goals there, Ned.
I don't reckon you would have so,
in
Bill.
Check, mate.
So nice helping.
Good helping. What about Ned? He's a character.
Oh, Ned.
You got a reputation.
Got a big reputation.
Kicking balls over
just
silos.
Not kicking goals. I was kicking goals off the field.
The Colonial?
The Colonial. Good pub.
Was it?
Good pub,
Not if you're kicking goals
things
there.
None actually happened.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
He should have won one or two Brownlow medals. Come fourth twice. No,
a bit
come
lippy.
Second four times. Yeah, yeah. The other way around.
Second four times. Now, I have an email.
Oh, you don't.
Email.
From who?
Heavesy.
Heavesy?
Yep. I don't know where he's from, Heavesy. he hasn't put his address in anywhere.
What's the first line?
Well, I'm just, hang on a sec. I'm going to get my head around where Heavesy's from.
Righto. Heavesy.
Right, because I don't like not doing it properly.
Yeah.
And he's from Preston, Heavesy.
Are we still on? Are we?
Yep. Yeah. Heavesy from Preston. Hey, Jim. You are the king of
the country. Oh, there it is.
Well, Bill, they know that they're not going to get read out unless they actually address us properly. But he goes on to say.
Yes.
The other day,
yeah.
I was having a beer with a mate of mine.
Ooh.
Who was reminding me of the time you two idiots did a camel race and the camel ran away with Fat on board. I think it was at Moonee Valley. Now, Bill, I'm happy to be called an idiot, but I don't reckon I was there. I don't remember it.
It was a while ago. How long ago do you reckon it was?
It's got to be in the first couple of years.
Crikey. I remember it, Jim, because I was on the bloody camel.
You were, and it took off.
It did take off.
Out into the bloody suburbs.
Well, first of all, we set up, I think it was a listener and I, both come out on the Moonee Valley racetrack.
Yes.
On camels, dressed up in jockey gear. And then we go down to the straight of Moonee Valley, if you don't mind. So it was about 150 metre straight, and we had a race down the straight, which was fine. And Ewan was in charge. He was running the show. I don't know about Ock Health and Safety, Jim. Wow, we poor old Fats
well,
on top of
the vision
of
I've seen, you're almost hanging off its arse.
Well, that's right. Bloody
why
dangerous.
Why are you sitting that far back?
I think I was weighted. I just waited that way, Jim. Anyway, it was a 100-metre dash down the straight at Moonee Valley, so away we go, and that's all fun, and we're wired up and things like that. Mm-hmm. But no one thought about what happens when the race is over. So we go across the line.
And you're not a camel jockey.
I'm not a camel jockey.
Can they
go quick? How fast can they go?
65k an hour.
Jim.
And Bill, you don't know what you're doing.
No,
you've never raced a camel.
I've never. And I'm on top of the high. If I fall off, poor old Fat's fat.
So I know that.
But no one thinks about when we go across the line. Of course, we go across the line. Everyone's laughing. Well done, well done. The camel doesn't bloody stop. It keeps going. Guess where I ended up?
Where?
Buckle Street.
Oh,
Jim.
I was
in Buckle Street.
You did not.
I was dodging trees and cars and trucks.
Oh,
mate,
no.
My camel wouldn't stop. I think we've got some more.
All right, let's have a listen because Heavesy's requested it.
Heavesy.
Ladies and gentlemen, in 3,
two, one, go!
Go, Carl!
Bill's taken off very, very strong. And Stu up the inside. Bill, how are you feeling? How are the boys?
Oh, mate, I'm flying down here.
Colorado has taken off.
Oh, shit, where's he going now?
It's going to be hard to call, but I think Stu from Narre Warren has got across the line. Bill Brownless, he's taken off into the mountain yard.
Oh, no.
Colorado, what's going on here?
Colorado, where are you going?
And they're not stopping. They've taken off around the bend. The camels have not stopped past the post.
How do we stop them?
And they're running. And they're still running. As they head for the city, Colorado down the inside.
Good boy.
A good boy.
That was Higo.
That's Big Hig.
Big Hig.
I can't remember that happening, so I mustn't have been there.
Because honestly, we finished, we went through the mounting yard, then we went out of the actual stadium, went out of Mooney Valley, like there's a little thing, we walked out of that.
You were walking past Dennis Pagan's house on a camel.
Pago's out watering the garden. I said, g'day, Pago, how are you? He said, don't piss down my back and tell me it's raining.
You can see the footage up on our social channels, Triple M Rush Hour.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. We've gone through a whole year's worth of Billy's jokes to pick out the best ones.
A good joke on this show would be good.
Sadly, we couldn't find any, so this will have to do.
That is appalling.
No, it's not.
On the best of Triple M's Rush Hour, this is Billy's joke.
And this is a bit naughty.
It is. Well, it's not naughty, but it's Friday, Jim.
Right, so, we loosen it up a touch.
And do you know what a focker friendship is, Jim?
Yes.
Be careful.
An old aeroplane.
That's right. Dutch-made aeroplane. A small one. Right. Okay. Yes. Just a precursor.
Oh, if you're going with the joke, I think you're going with
not
it's
that
as old
one.
As the plane.
But it's Tony who goes out for a fish in Porto Phillip Bay, Jim. And his boat starts taking on water. So he jumps on the radio. Hey, Coaster Guard, this is the Tony. My boat, she is a sinking. A may a day, a may a day. No response, Jim. The water reaches up to his hips. Hey, Coaster Guard, this is the Tony. I'm a gonna drown. A may a day, a may a day. Still nothing, Jim.
Yes.
One more call from Tone. I'm a sinking. You must help. Then the Coast Guard comes back to him. Hello, Tony. This is the Coast Guard. We hear your distress and we are sending our Fokker friendship.
Yes.
Tony. Hey, Fokker. Sorry. Hey, Coast Guard. I know one of your Fokker friendship. I want your Fokker help.
No way. Oh, that is appalling.
I couldn't wait to say Fokker.
I jumped in. Oh, no.
What? Hey, Coaster Guard. I know one of your Fokker friendship. I want your Fokker help.
No, we heard it the first time. And that's how it's going to be played. All right?
Yes.
Yes.
Not bad, Bill. Well done. Thank you, Cookie. Cookie said you. Hey! I want you. What do you think? Sinking. Why you look
so sad? Hey, I need your Fokker friendship. Not so much else.
Shut up your face.
I'm not learning. I'm finishing.
I need to stop. Hello.
This has been the best of Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Billy are back live in 2023. In the meantime, you can hear the boys anywhere, anytime by downloading the Listener app. LISTNR. I feel good.